And here's what people in New York's Union Square were listening to during the recent, all too brief, thaw. Those who had personal listening devices, anyway, and who were in the path of the Walkman Buster.
Excuse me, I was wondering if I could check out what you're listening to on your Walkman.
Sorry, baby, didn't mean to do this to you.
That's Joe. That's an R&B singer, Joe. Damn. She be on some left out of shit. Set my house on fire, take a brick to my whip. Oh no, I wanna hit it some more. But I think I heard my girl put the keys in the door. He basically talking about this girl who was getting beat up and abused and whatever, whatnot. But she's still clinging on to this one person that is no point to being with.
Why is she staying with him?
Because she loves him.
So what do you got on there?
I listen to techno metal, trance metal, mech tech. This is Wom Scott. He's a very famous underground musician.
You got something else on there?
Yeah, I have something else. This is a German band named Rammstein. The name of the song is Du Hast.
Du Hast.
Do you hate me? It's Du Hast, mein Schätzlein.
Du Hast.
So how would you describe the style of music you're into?
I can't really define myself, except for like what you would call a graver. Have you ever heard of a raver?
Uh-huh.
Okay. A graver is a gothic raver, you know, it's the new breed, you know. I listen to the techno, I dance to the techno, and also I listen to the gothic music as well, and I look at the gothic persona, like all dark clothes, all black. But the one thing is I do not fit the gothic mindset. I like to be cheerful, because I have things to be cheerful for.
Excuse me, sir. What you listening to?
Jazz. I'm an old-time musician.
What instrument did you play?
Well, I play drums, but my favorite instrument is tenor sax.
And who are your favorites?
There's only one. Stan Getz.
There's only one.
Yeah. He's dead now. He never had a big band, but he's worked with everybody, from Buddy Rich to Duke Ellington, Count Basie, the whole works.
Did you ever get a chance to see him?
You know, I don't think I've ever seen him in my life. But coincidentally, we're the same age. But he was born in February, and I was born in November.
I see.
What a history he has got. As a matter of fact, as a kid, at 15 years old, he was out making enough money to supply his family, you know, financially.
With his sax?
With his sax, yeah. Yeah, he had a hell of a life. Everything you could do wrong, he was doing. He was smoking, he was drinking, he was taking dope. He was married when he was 19. He had families all over the place. I mean, there's plenty of good tenor men around, you know, but he's the only one that, he had everything, you know, technique, tone, beautiful tone, and his ideas. What else is there in music?
Keep on the lookout. You never know when the Walkman Buster, a.k.a. Gideon Darkangelo, will show up and ask you what's coming through your headphones. Now, as for Stan Getz, his legacy lives on in a couple of ways. His son opened a jazz club in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn last fall. It closed after a month, though. But then you have Getz's last collaborator. He is one of the finest pianists alive. In fact, Getz called him the other half of my heart. His name is Kenny Barron, and he'll stop by later to play in the show. After we visit the studio of a visual artist who could conceivably someday make a piece of art out of a human heart, you never know. Stay tuned for that next on The Next Big Thing from PRI, Public Radio International.